Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But Danny, YouTube TV is no longer a partner with ESPN. And I don't know if you've seen any of the blowback on your timeline like I have.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But if you follow as many people in the sports game and sports industry as I do, and many of you do, I'm sure, this is a hot-button issue today because this is not, you know, Fox where you occasionally have games but otherwise have a lot of other programming. This is ESPN. This is the network with all the games and all the coverage. I saw this tweet I thought was incredible today. I wish I knew who said it. But YouTube TV is essentially an $80 subscription to monthly emails about which television network YouTube is in a contract dispute with. First, it was Fox.
Great zing by that person.
So good. Then it was Monumental, locally. That's hyper-local, right? But we still don't have Monumental Sports. And now it's ESPN. So, I mean, you're making the decision for me. It's now over. Thank you for making it easier, I suppose. But this isn't about me or YouTube TV in our little relationship. This is, I think, a bigger conversation I wanted to throw out there on. Someone's got to do something about this at some point. Generally, when the little guy gets screwed over and over again by a couple of big guys, it takes a long time. It's a glacial pace. But at some level, somebody takes up the fight and says, this isn't quite right. So I know there's not a whole lot going on in Congress right now. But at some point, somebody needs to take a good look at this because what's happening, nobody's hands are clean. Like, it's easy to say you're on ESPN side or YouTube TV side or, you know, Disney or whatever. This is Google, billions of dollars, Disney, billions of dollars. Neither are losing here. They're both going to be okay. I'm just going to have to get the ESPN app, right? I'm just going to have to either, you know, I'm already shelling out the $100 to YouTube and Google for Sunday Ticket and Red Zone and whatever else. But the little guy, me and our listeners, just keep getting screwed over and over and over again. I don't know what the fix is. I don't know how to put the toothpaste back in the tube. I think a lot of us were excited when we could navigate away from cable to these streaming services, but it just keeps getting worse.
You just said it. This is what I didn't know was that this was inevitable. I read something by someone really smart, and I couldn't find it just now while you were talking. And so I apologize. I won't give them the proper credit. So I'm parroting what they said. So from YouTube TV's side, they're going, ESPN is asking outrageous carriage fees, which they've done, by the way, in the past with cable companies. So there's some precedent there. They're asking us to spend so much. We are trying to offer great value to our customers. They're being outrageous because what they want you to do is use their app and get ESPN Plus and be part of their Disney Hulu bundle thing, which is what they're trying to push now. You know that because there are big bosses who talk to shareholders said that. That's our next push for revenue because we've got people that need to be satisfied in terms of our shareholders and stakeholders, et cetera. Disney/ESPN is going, these guys are outrageous. They're doing this to everybody. They want total control of all of it, and nobody's budging. So everyone's wrong, kind of to your point. Here's what was inevitable about it. I didn't see this coming, and I should have. We're all sitting there going, God, cable is the worst. cable is the worst. It's so expensive. It's so outrageous. It goes, it messes up all the time. It's on the fritz. They never, you know, dealing with them customer service wise is a pain in the butt. Everything about it, I can't stand. I can't wait to cut the cord. And everyone did. Well, once you get enough people that want to do that, wouldn't you know, the cord cutting alternatives started to charge more. And then more people said, wait a minute, that's actually pretty good business. I should get in that, said the big players. So the big players are changing the same way that the megastore used to be Kmart and now it's Walmart. The same way it used to be, you know, Sam Goody or Kemp Mill and now it's Spotify. The big company, who they are, changes just what they're doing a little bit to us. So this reshuffling to me was inevitable. All of a sudden, these alternatives that were so cheap and so awesome, well, they need to justify the same thing that the big companies that were cable needed to do to us before. They need to find a way to increase profits and to find a new way to generate all this revenue and that revenue. So everybody, to your point, is fighting up in the stratosphere. The billionaires are. They're slugging it out. And I'm down here going, do you think I can watch the basketball team locally? Is that too hard for me to do?
I'd
like to hear Joe Beninati talk. Nothing.
You know, to me, that there's just got to be some type of overhead look at this and more regulation or something. But like, what's it going to be in 5 years at this rate?
Right.
I mean, this calendar year, I was semi-new to YouTube TV. And what's funny is when they're not in these disputes, I actually kind of love it. I love the practicality of it and the display. And I think it was originally, I'm going to blame Daris. Daris got me onto it. And I was
like,
don't
want to blame anybody. I think we can blame Daris. I think
it was Dad's fault.
That's right.
And so I got on YouTube TV and I was like, damn, this is awesome. I loved it. But first it was Fox and we were on the precipice of missing games. Now they narrowly avoided that one. Then it was Monumental. Now it's ESPN. And do I think that there's a 0% like that ESPN's hands are clean on this? No. Do I think it's as nefarious as what a lot of people will say, what you suggested, which is like, they just want you to get their app? I don't think it's quite that because again, everybody takes a turn one after another with YouTube TV. So it's almost like if every roommate you have that comes into your two bedroom and you've gone through six or seven of them over a few years ends up hating your guts, maybe you're the problem. You know, maybe you're doing something wrong. Now, what YouTube TV will claim to give you their side of it is that they're fighting this fight that nobody else will because they don't want to raise your prices. You think about it, like we've learned a lot about tariffs over the last several months, where the idea is, you know, you're going to pay for it. You still want the thing that comes over via the tariff, and now you pay more to actually get the product, right? So they're saying, if we don't fight ESPN, or Disney in this case, and we just pay more for that product, now we have to up your bill from $80 to $107 or whatever. And so they're saying that they just fight harder and more tooth and nail than everyone else who just kind of takes it, wears it, and then ups the price. Well, number one, I'd rather pay more and not have to keep hopping all over the place for different networks.
I just want to be left alone.
Just allow me to watch the thing I need to watch. And by the way, this is not some unique, like, even in the case of Monumental, where I was annoyed by that, that's such a small, you know, little deal to Google, so to speak, on a national right. level, that I can get if those are coming and going. And by the way, they're doing it to all the RSNs. They're going to end up trying to buy them all. And this is all a strategic long game, I think. Anyway, but this is not some random channel that a couple people want to watch in one market. We're talking about all the Disney platforms, bro. This is all the ESPN stuff. It's just absurd. So I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm on to some research now to see. I think, and I don't know if you know this. If somebody does, tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. I think I can keep Sunday Ticket and Red Zone and all the football stuff I have through YouTube TV and Google, even if I get rid of the actual TV service. Do you think that that's right, or do you know?
Oh, man. First of all, I don't know. But that would terrify me.
How would I even figure that out, by the way? See, this is the other thing. When I'm so incapable of doing anything, it's just impossible to get any information.
Yeah. The salient point here, the arrow shooting through, cutting through all this fog is stop. This is to anybody. Stop making it harder on me. All I'm doing is trying to opt in. If you put roadblocks in front of me, eventually I'll be defeated. You know what I mean? Like, eventually I'll just go bleep it. Like, again, I'm not going to name there was one. I don't know if you remember this. I'm going to try not to run down a service. I'm sure they're wonderful. And if you want to sponsor me, I'll be sponsored. But there was one game on this one app last year. If you remember, for the NFL game, I had the app. I have paid, I previously had paid money. I was an active subscriber. I got caught in endless, use this QR code from the TV. Now I did that. Now it's like, okay, log in. And then it's, nope, use this QR code. I spent 40 minutes trying to log into the app that I had already paid for, which I subsequently canceled because it didn't work. When the one time I wanted it to work, and I said, never again. And I don't care what they offer me from now on. Again, if you want to sponsor me, I'll be sponsored. But I, you know, if whatever promotional thing they give me, 6 months free. Nope. I will not be using that app ever again. You do that to me enough times. You do that to me just enough. I hold grudges. I'm immature. I cannot be hassled. I want everyone to leave me alone. Make it easier, not harder for me.
Well, here's, I guess, the bottom line point before we move on. If you are a DC sports fan living in the DMV right now, listening to our voices, and you want to watch the NFL on Sunday with Red Zone, by the way, I'm not even going to say anything crazy here, okay? I'm going to do some basic level sports fandom viewing. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
The NFL on Sunday with Red Zone. You have the nerve to want to watch the Washington Nationals, which, by the way, we don't even know where they're going to be televised this coming year. Their deal with Mastin is up. They haven't re-upped. They could be taken over by Major League Baseball possibly, which would be huge. They could go back to Mastin, I suppose. I don't know that there's a third option here, but you want to watch the Nationals, you want to watch the Caps and the Wiz on Monumental, and you want to watch the Commanders. Just those things. You now have to have potentially three different services.
Yep.
Because the Caps and the Wizards are no longer available on YouTube TV or Hulu. There's only a couple. But the thing that they're available on, for the most part, the Nationals aren't available on. I mean, so it is just, it is so much more complicated than everyone wants to pretend, like, just do this. That's everybody. Well, just do the illegal stream on Reddit or whatever. You know, just right. Do a VPN. Just act like you're in Italy. No, I want to just buy the book legally, just have a thing that allows me to watch the local baseball team, the local hockey team, the local basketball team, and the NFL team when they're on national TV. Can I please have all of those things in one fell swoop that doesn't cost $319 a month?
Sooner or later, the answer is no. Because, and this is, I know we're moving on, but we invest, all I've ever wanted to do is get rid of this, you know, not be just a slave to the cable, right? Where it's like, well, in order to watch the Nationals, I got to do it. And I know canceling it and reactivating it and do this thing that I give you credit, even you've been able to do. I can't manage that. I want it easy, hassle free. So I pay way too much. Finally, we got the wherewithal. We got this go ahead. We got a couple things that broke our way and it's time to quit it. And they go, okay, if you want internet only, that's $225 a month. Cause they're wise to it. They know. Right? If you want internet only so I can stream everything else, so I can stream my Netflix and my Disney and my Amazon Prime and then use, you know, if I wanted to get YouTube TV or something else, I'm already paying. So they know if you want internet only, it's 200 some odd dollars. But if you want the cable included, you know, it's 260 or something like that. I'm going, damn it. Again, it's all market forces, as you said, way above our pay grades, batting us around. We're the ping pong ball. You know what I mean? We're just bouncing around in the lottery that's not going to work out for the Wizards. That's what we are. We're the ping pong balls in the machine that somehow give the Pelicans the number one pick again.
Let's go to Jim, who's waiting in Rockville, wants to hop in on this, on Grant and Danny. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good. Avid listener, love your program. And, I'm pissed off just like you are. I'm a YouTube TV customer, and reason I switched to YouTube TV a couple of years ago because cable was just charging an arm and a leg. And now to come to find out that I can't get ESPN and Disney and the SEC Network and all the other channels that are associated with that kind of pisses me off.
And it changes. I mean, you almost didn't have the Fox college games in week one. Now you don't have the Caps and the Wizards. I mean, it's this evolving, you know, shape-adjusting thing where every month you've got something dropping.
Right. No, I agree. I was just going to, you just took that, you know, right off what I was going to say. Initially, you know, they said they were going to get rid of all the Fox channels, and then I guess they came to an agreement, and we got that. And Monumental Sports, I missed that because now I can't watch the Caps or the Wizards and, you know, on Monumental Sports. And, you know, the only time I can watch that is when the Caps are on the, what, the national telecast?
National TV, yeah.
Which, luckily, and, for Caps fans, thanks for the call, Jim, is prevalent. I mean,
it's
they
like
have
once a week almost.
Yeah, they have a dozen or so of their 82 games, I would imagine, maybe more.
I know how my dad.
But the Wizards don't. The Nats don't. No. Those teams are never on national TV.
And I get why. I know how my dad felt for a lot of stuff over the years now. And again, I'm 46, oldest. You know, I'll continue just to be old all the time. But for so many things, when he didn't grow up in it. Like, I bet you Toby and Ryan right now are, like, laughing at us in the producer's room. Because they're young people. They were born in this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're like, just illegally pirate from your neighbor's VPN steal code, FM, free.net.
But here's why they're not laughing. They might laugh that we don't know how to do all the rigmarole, the shortcuts, but they're still, if they're doing it legally, in the same spot as everybody else when it comes to needing 56 things to watch 4 teams.
Yeah, but they can do it. Because, again, I keep saying, I don't know how to say it a different way. They were born in it, right? So for me, like, some of this is still new. Like, I have learned and adapted over the years. I grew up in a time before the internet. And I know that sounds crazy to you, but, like, the idea that someone could email me when I was in college, we had, like, an email distribution list. It was the most amazing thing that had ever happened before. Anything short of a phone call didn't exist. I grew up without texting. Like, you've never been without IM. You've never been without any of these kinds of things. And so, like, because I wasn't raised in it, it's still not intuitive to me to just adapt to the next thing. It takes me longer and longer and longer to adapt to whatever I'm supposed to do. All you have to do is you can use your phone and then wish and then cast it to this thing. As long as you have I know how he felt now. For all those years, where to me, I'm like, dad, it's so easy. Just drag and drop your clip to the trash bin and that'll relaunch your whatever. And like having no patience with them. And my children look at me the same way. I get it now. I totally understand how frustrating it is.
Let's go to Nate, who's in Albany, New York, wants to hop on. Grant and Danny, home of the Arena Football League's Albany Empire. What's up, Nate? How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I just think it's frustrating that I have spent over $400 to watch the Commanders this year, and I've so far not been able to legally stream 3 games this season.
How is that possible? Is that the prime time, or what are you referencing?
Yeah, a couple of the prime time games I haven't been able to watch. Although I've paid for YouTube TV, I've paid for Paramount Plus, I've paid for Prime, I paid for ESPN Plus even. I paid for everything I can think of, but because I don't have cable or whatever, I can't watch the game legally. So I have to stream it.
It just shouldn't be that way. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you.
No, just,
the only two I could think of that he would have had an issue with are primetime. Otherwise, they've all pretty much been on network television, yeah?
Maybe if it's not.
Oh, he's thinking of Thursday Night Football. I guess that's true. If he has
Amazon Prime, then that's what it was on. It was on Prime.
Exactly. But, again, that's another app.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got the Amazon Prime game. I mean, we did this before the season started, but somebody tallied up. If you want to watch every NFL game this season on all of the different apps and all the different services, because there's now three or four that are exclusive one-offs, that it would have cost several hundred dollars. I don't remember what the number was, right? But I guess that's the big question I have. I've got people in the chat telling me that they don't think I can get rid of the service without losing Sunday Ticket. Because I need to be able to and want to be able to watch all the NFL games. And hey, there's a fourth quarter, 3 minute left game. I'm not waiting for Scott Hansen to growl and tell me about it. I need to click over there and watch the couple of drives myself. But that's going to be the big decider for me. But it just keeps getting worse, man. And it's easy to, you know, throw darts at just YouTube TV or Disney or whoever. But my point is more industrial. My point is larger. Yeah. This is such a problem, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it. The outcome is the same every time, which is the consumer just getting shafted.
The initial appeal of, if you come here, look how much cheaper it is, and look at what you get. In these tug of wars, no matter how far this goes, what we're doing in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years in terms of streaming, this, that, and the other, that's how it's always going to be. Like, because, you know, the company gets bigger and the little guy, you and me, just trying to watch our sports teams are just going to get whacked around.
I wonder if Ted and the learners are passing out, you know, subscriptions to a Monumental and Masson at their houses tonight for Halloween or something.
That'd be a great bit. You know, here's a QR code.
You go door to door, they're giving you the QR code to download your app to watch their teams. Jake in Germantown on this Halloween Friday. You're on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy?
First of all, I would just like to say for all of our listeners, I would like to apologize for all of our listeners because most of us are loyal listeners. We are loyal fans of the program. And if we mistake who is the caller here, my bad. And so I mistake who was the a caller on my back. I would like to say that whoever is the nubs person calling in here, hey, get cable.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.